Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Have you got a brick in the drawer? Or have I got one in my own drawer at home? Someone threw brick at his neighbors because he does not like him. The brick fell on the window and broke his glass. The neighbor picked the brick and kept it in his cupboard. Whenever he sees the man, he remembers the brick. And whenever he sees the brick, he remembers the man. He vowed not to forgive the man who broke his glass. And he lived with that bitterness till death. The above story is a typical case of unforgiveness. But in our Bible reading this morning, Jesus taught his disciples to forgive. In verse 36 of the passage where we took our reading, our gospel reading, Jesus, speaking to his followers, said, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Mercy is compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. So another word for mercy is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the characteristic or an aspect of love. When we don't have love in us, it will be difficult to offer or receive forgiveness. Bible records that love keeps no record of wrongs. Now, going back to our Bible reading from verse 27 of that Luke Gospel, Jesus told his followers, "Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who ill treat you. If someone strike you on one side, on your cheek, turn to him the other side." I don't think that's what Jesus meant. If not, we will end up being a punching bag. But this points to love and forgiveness, even to love one's enemies. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus urged his followers to forgive others, not up to 7 times, but up to 77 times, meaning an unlimited number of times. They are to forgive, even when people do not demand their forgiveness. This shows that Jesus attaches great importance to forgiveness. Recently, because I'm in the business of keeping myself busy with television movies, since my battalions, they are not yet here with me, I watched a very moving story on the television of a man whose son was shot at work in one of the fast food shops in America. The killer was later caught by the police and convicted. I was touched when the father of the deceased embraced the convict and expressed his forgiveness. The act moved a lot of people to tears, and it ministered to me in a very strong way as I watched the program. I asked myself, How would I have reacted if I was the man? I would like us to ask ourselves the same question. It might not be easy to forgive, but the truth is that Bible calls us to do so. As the man whose child was murdered, Jesus, in his teaching, laid emphasis on forgiveness. It is imperative that we learn to forgive as followers of Christ. We need to forgive others no matter the gravity of the hurt. We should always remember that we are imperfect. As are those who may hurt or sin against us. From time to time, we offend others in words and in our actions. I believe we always expect to be forgiven, since that is our expectation. We should as well not be hesitant to forgive others. Verse 31 of the text we read from Luke's Gospel tells us, "Do to others as you would have them do to you." God is love. Through his love, he first showed us forgiveness in Christ Jesus. He commands us to love and forgive others in return. Our homes, relationships will flourish when it becomes part of us. I mean, when forgiveness becomes our way of life. It is healthier to live a life free of bitterness. You can imagine the bitterness the man with brick in his cupboard suffered whenever he saw the brick, as it reminded him about the person who broke his glass. I think it would have been far better if he had let go the very day the incident occurred. We should learn how to let go. However, we won't deny the fact that it is not always easy to give and receive forgiveness. Forgiveness could be a struggle to some of us, as well as with me. We still find it hard to love, probably because of our past experiences. But we can still love by deleting those ugly memories. And in loving, we can always forgive. But we cannot love if we do not have God in us, because God is love. This can only happen if we are his children. So the first thing is to allow God to rule over our lives by surrendering to him. By so doing, his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, will then come and dwell in us. He, the Holy Spirit, will give us the enablement to outlive our weaknesses. Bible says, God's strength is made perfect in the life of his children when they are weak. Part of what will make us to be accounted as true sons and daughters of God is that act of forgiveness. In doing that, we will then be like our Father, God, and our Redeemer, Jesus. The God who shows mercy to the undeserving. we equally have a great reward according to the Bible. And above all, we will be called the children of the Most High. What a great privilege that awaits us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, in our weaknesses, may your strength be revealed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.